Hello.
And welcome to Pints and Pairings. I'm Curtis Taylor, also known as Hophead Zed.
And I'm Jason Hendrick with Everybody's Hungry.
We are enjoying a flight of Island Brewing beers. I should have opened up my web browser to see if it's islandbrewing.com. I believe that's what it is. It might be islandbrewingco.com. Either way, a Google search for Island Brewing in Carpinteria, California will pull up the brewery that we were talking about. Certainly, this brewery is no stranger to accolades. So, you know, we've got the three beers lined up behind me that we're talking about. This particular beer that we're going to talk about in this episode is the Avocado Honey Ale. But they've got Jubilee Ale. They've got Starry Night Stout. Now, the Starry Night Stout won a gold medal at the World Cup just a few years ago. So this is for
2011, I think.
For the foreign stout. So that kind of tells you that these guys, not to mention all of the Great American Beer Festival medals that they've won. So these guys know how to brew their beer. And
they're expanding right now. Not only physically with their brewing facility, but with their lineup. They've got the new kind of experimental IPA series where each batch will be a different set of hops or a little bit tweaked recipe. The King Tide Double IPA is an amazing beer that we've had just recently with the Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival.
That's kind of what I was leaning into, is that they're no stranger to accolades. You know, they've got this Great American Beer Festival beer. They've got this World Cup beer. But more importantly to us, they were honorable mention at the Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. So we've had the pleasure of enjoying their beers.
And certainly, if you want to hear more about the King Tide, because if you're a Double IPA fan, then do a little search for through the Hophead Said Pints and Pairings page for that episode where we actually profile the King Tide all the way through with tasting notes and our perspective.
Definitely. So we'll get to the beer that we're tasting right now, and this is the Avocado Honey Ale. I'll pull this up to the camera so you can take a look at it.
Which is pretty cool, too, because, you know, being in Ventura County, we have such a heavy agricultural influence and a ton of citrus and avocado trees out there. So they're leveraging... they're actually technically in Santa Barbara County, probably physical location, but throughout both of those counties, the avocado trees are abundant. They're leveraging that local fruit to add into this beer.
And every October, I believe it's October, they have the Avocado Festival in Carpinteria, and brings in all these people, and you get to try everything from avocado ice cream to avocado pies to
which is amazing. Just to sidebar us real quick, if you have not had a chance to try avocado pie, it's like a chocolate cream pie in terms of concept, but it's this luscious, sweet and slightly vegetal avocado cream. It's really cool.
The mouthfeel, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about with this beer too, that the avocado lends to that pie. Mm. I passed up chances to drink this beer for several years. I was a little nervous about it.
You're often a traditionalist or a purist, especially for the first drink of a beer.
Truth, yeah. So, I'm not that big of a fan of honey in beers. A lot of times I can really taste the honey.
Sure.
I love honey on my peanut butter toast, but in my beer I'm not so crazy about it. And I wasn't sure what the avocado was going to do. I mean, I can eat guacamole until forever and drink beer with it, but mixing the two, I wasn't quite sure about what this avocado was.
We've seen a trend with a lot of really unusual or unique ingredients going into beer, and they're not always prominent. It's not always something that you can taste. I'm worried that some breweries are doing it for the marketing component, where they throw in just enough to say it's in the beer, but it's not lending enough flavor or mouthfeel or aroma.
Right.
This is not the case with avocado honey beer.
Right. So, absolutely, and I was, maybe because, you know, I was a little nervous about it, and my bar was set a little low, I was really surprised. It was a welcome flavor combination. The avocado for me on this, though, comes through in the mouthfeel. It's kind of a silky sort of palate coating. You know, when you think of a honey beer or a lot of times it's kind of a blonde beer, so it's light, it's crisp. This helps to kind of bridge the difference between the hop flavor, what generally there's very little hop profile in those beers, but between the hops and the honey, it smooths it all out, creating a cohesive flavor. I don't get, okay, here's the malt, here's the hops, and then here is the honey, and then all of a sudden there's avocado. This is all pulled together very nicely for me.
I agree with that. And you know, you're talking about the silkiness, especially as this beer warms up, you're getting a little more of that silky mouthfeel, but the honey is starting to be a little more pronounced as it warms because that natural sweetness comes out. The balancing act that is performed with the avocado for me is really in the finish. It's really in the almost the residual flavor on my tongue and around my palate, where that kind of green reminder of avocado comes through. And as you said, with that honey, it's balancing it on the initial drink though too, so where it's not so sweet and sugary.
Yeah, and for me, and this may be kind of what you're talking about, this residual is almost in the exhale, that there's this ghost of,
it's like when
avocado.
You're mowing down on the guacamole and chips and you do take that pause for a drink of beer right before you take the drink, you're like, ah, yeah, I've been eating avocado. There's something about there's a really subdued astringency that I think comes out with avocados, depending on the variety you're using in your guacamole or what you're eating. But there's that great creaminess if you're eating a fresh avocado. Sometimes there's a little sweetness. If you're eating like a bacon variety, they're a little savory. But when you exhale, there's just, like you said, a little green, almost a hint of astringency in the exhale.
Well, I should look at the back of the bottle to see if it says what version of avocados they used with this. And that was something that was brand new to me coming from the Midwest. That, like, oh, wait, there's more than one kind of avocado.
We were rowing that same boat, my friend.
And not only more than one kind, but the different shapes and colors. I mean, there's avocados, seriously, that are like this big. They're as big as grapefruits. And you go, how is that even possible? But looking real quick here, I don't think it's
just says. Given the area, I'd imagine they're probably a Hass avocado because that's pretty abundant and a great kind of baseline avocado to use in cooking and food. I wouldn't see why they deviate too much from a staple style variety, but there are some really awesome varieties out there. The Fuerte, if you're a California person, you probably know about multiple varieties, but we have the Avocado Diva here in Ventura County, which likes to she likes to educate us on all things avocado. The Fuerte and the Bacons are an amazing variety that I would have never known about if I hadn't moved to California.
Yeah, the bottle doesn't say what brand they're using.
Trade secret.
They don't want anyone else. So I'm just trying to think of an interesting or maybe an out of the box beer pairing with this. And the one thing that I kind of keep coming back to because of this sort of silky flavor is like a garlic truffle fry. So I'm talking, just because this is still a little lighter, but truffle oils give me that same sort of, it's not necessarily that I taste the truffle, but it's the exhale that is full of truffle on a truffle oil, which is kind of similar to what's happening here. But this beer still has enough carbonation to kind of cleanse out. It's even though we're talking about a silky mouthfeel, it still has a medium light body with it too.
I think if you want that green kind of vegetal note to be more pronounced, you could go something as simple as wonderfully grilled vegetables, like some squash and zucchini or maybe some parsnips. Drizzle a little olive oil and salt and drink with this beer, because it's going to bring out some more of the avocado. And if you want to cut it, you know, make sure to contrast the sweetness, maybe a little drizzle of some sherry vinegar or something. And the vegetables should do the work, especially because when you grill them, you're getting that caramelization, which will lend to the honey sweetness too.
Sure.
That little bit of a char, there's an underlying sweetness that will occur with the caramelization.
Yeah, and as I was, you know, my first exposure or my first thought for the pairing for this beer was actually just a straight out cheeseburger. That was it, you know? And then I thought, well, all of a sudden the whole fries thing came to mind. But, you know, sometimes, maybe to my fault, I overlook the the pairing that's right in front of me. And I think
you can't beat a quality cheeseburger in the summertime, Curtis.
Right, a nice, a well-cooked, juicy burger. And I think that it's, this
is good to go because you top it with the classic layers of crispness and freshness, tomato, onion, and lettuce. And maybe bacon. A little mayo, bacon. So you're gonna if you do the bacon, you're gonna get the savory and salty that we were talking about. That'll really heighten this beer. Mm-hmm. But instead of ketchup or mustard, which I think will add too much tanginess or sweetness, do a light little spread of mayo or a subtle aioli, because that, again, trying to mimic the creaminess of the avocado, hell, throw on some fresh avocado.
Right?
Why go too far away from what's in the glass?
Right. And one of my favorite things about a cheeseburger with mayo on it, especially if you've got really ripe tomatoes, is that tomato juice mixes with the mayonnaise anyway.
Yes.
And so it just creates this wonderful, fresh ketchup, creamy ketchup thing.
Delicious.
It's perfect for it. So I think, sometimes you just don't have to search very hard.
Or you don't have to be too exotic.
No.
You know, we try to get a little more frou-frou sometimes with our pairings, because there are a lot of great ingredients out there, and there's some really creative chefs who are doing innovative things with ingredients, but especially right now, we're getting into the summertime, classic cheeseburger is a beautiful pairing.
And if you're doing this at home, that's great. If you happen to be at the brewery overlooking the state park and the beach and then the ocean, there's a great hamburger spot right kind of kitty corner across the road from her.
Hamburger spot called The Spot.
The Spot. And you go get yourself a hamburger, come back over, park it. Jason and I have done that. So yeah,
it's been proven and endorsed.
we give it the pints and pairing stamp of approval. So I think that's a good enough place to stop on this.
And it's a great kickoff for the other beers, because this beer kind of awakens the taste buds and the palate a little bit, because I know that Starry Night Stout coming up is going to need all the attention of my palate.
Starry Night Stout, the Jubilee Ale will also be some heavy hitters. So take a look through if, check to see if the Starry Night Stout episode has been released or the Jubilee Ale has been released. If you want to learn more about Island Brewing, do a Google search for them, Island Brewing and in Carpinteria, California. You'll find it. Fantastic place just to go and enjoy.
Yeah, because like you said, the train runs right by there. You can hang out on the patio, wave to the people that are just pulling into carp or leaving carp. If you really are feeling frisky and want to have just a little crisp refresher, walk down to the beach and jump in the ocean.
That is good. That's how spoiled we are here. Yeah. Now, I don't want to jump into that ocean of whatever it is now. It might be 58 degrees. I don't know.
I think you'd be pushing it at 58 degrees. But also, if you're having a good time and you're enjoying some of our commentary on this beer, do a search for hashtag pints and pairings or hashtag beer suggestioneers, or just scour the hopheadsaid.com/pints and pairings page. We have some awesome breweries, really great beers throughout the listing, and food that we think is just going to taste really cool with it.
Yeah, on YouTube, hit the little like button, thumbs up thing. On iTunes, give us a rating.
Give us a review, damn it.
Right, we're waiting for some reviews. All that good stuff. So that'll help us out, and it'll help spread the word about our passion for beer and enjoying beer. And sometimes having food with the beer, sometimes that happens. So with that, I guess I'll just remind everyone to eat, drink, and be happy.
We'll see you at the next pour.
Cheers.
Cheers.